Welcome to Wine by the Case,
where we uncork legal insights one bottle at a time, and based on the ratings, we should have a good one for today.
And we're talking about a really fun topic. It's always a good day when you get to talk about porn. So,
I always think of the Avenue E, if you haven't seen it, that Broadway show, the internet is for porn.
Well, apparently the internet no longer is for porn.
Exactly.
So, the Supreme Court, Chris, came down with, and this is going to be polarizing. Mm-hmm. I think some people are going to be like, yay, thank you, Jesus. And I think some people, like myself, are going to say, I think this is a complete infringement on our rights. And as an attorney, and as a woman, I have a real problem with that. So what, give us a little, set it up for us.
So we are also dealing with a court, the lower courts in Texas. Now, for those of you who don't know.
Well, let's back up. What we're talking about before we get into the court.
So we're talking about internet porn.
So yeah, so internet porn, as you know, there's various ones. I think there's Pornhub, there's YouPorn maybe. I can't list off all
thousands.
The sites. But so, and I'm not quite sure, I think January 1 maybe, they put in a mandate that the sites had to verify that the individuals were over 18 years old. And some of the major ones, like I believe YouPorn and Pornhub, I'm not quite sure, so don't hold me to this, but some of the major ones pushed back and said, no, this is an infringement on people's rights. We shouldn't have to do that. There are other ways that we can verify that somebody is over the age of 18 and it's not a child. Although it kind of makes me think back to I'm going to age myself, but back in the day when people would steal their dad's Playboy magazines, which more or less is porn, and be looking at it, and they weren't over the age of 18, but that's a side note. So fast forward to that went into effect, I believe, at the beginning of this year. I could be wrong about that. And there has been some court cases.
Texas.
Okay.
So anybody who follows the court knows that the state of Texas is, as I like to say in my blog, we are now the United States of Texas, because the big cases come out of Texas. They just do. Because people are forum shopping to a certain extent. So if you're going to file a case where
don't they do like a lot of the bankruptcies down there too?
Well, but
for the big corporations.
I mean, when I think about
a lot of
the non-compete ones that they had, the big ones that we're looking at where you're talking about people's rights tend to get filed in the Southern District of Texas. So I look at Texas and say, all right, so why do you get to tell everybody what to do? Well, guess what? They got to do it again. Because they said, no, you can have this rule restricting that you have to give us this particular kind of ID. You have to prove
this
you're
18. This is a lot. Just so you know, this is a lot. This isn't, we're not talking about check the box, you're over 18. Mm-hmm. I think some of them, and I may be wrong about this too, I think require like your
driver's license
information,
yes.
Correct? And
yes.
Maybe even a copy of it?
A lot of them require the picture where you do the front and back.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're really looking to make sure that it's not fraudulent. And they want to make sure, and the goal is noble, of making sure children aren't accessing the internet for porn. But the same people who are, you know, clever at age 14 are going to find their parents' ID and somebody else's ID to use. So this notion of having consenting adults who want to watch the entertainment they want to watch have to then give their information so that now you can be tracked.
Right. Who's holding the information? How is it the information able to be used? I mean, we just had the issue with, I think it was Match 21 with the bankruptcy. Who's going to buy that information?
Right.
So, you know, that once that information is attached to that, and then you also had, what is it, the Ashley Madison, with that information getting out. So, you know, there could be a breach, or it could be used or sold for potentially other purposes.
Yeah, I mean,
so
blackmail. I mean, the people wanting to necessarily threaten. I mean, there's lots of ways you can threaten people based on their sexual fantasies, you know, which, again, if they want to watch a particular kind of porn, using a particular
illegal type
again,
of
no
porn.
Farm animals or children, but legal, yeah. Everyone over the age of 18. And that's what provides them with sexual satisfaction. I'm not there to judge, and I don't want to know about it.
Yeah.
So this notion of someone then being able to track what you're watching.
Well, first of all, I don't even think it's I don't want to know about it. It's really none of our business.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a little frustrated with the idea of my rights being infringed upon. Mm-hmm. And whether, you know, you say that the porn industry is good or bad, it's out there. And it's regulated.
But there's a lot of businesses out there that necessarily have very bad sides to them. Not
yes.
just, I mean, you do a employment law, and you know, you could have a noble business is the word you use, but they could treat their people very poorly.
Right.
There could be very bad things going
yep.
that are going on. So as well as it's not really our duty.
No.
I mean, to some extent, it is our duty to protect people against themselves. But, you know, in other instances,
right.
you know, once you're a grown-ass person,
yes.
you need to take accountability for your own actions.
Right. And I also just, the notion of who's keeping it. I mean, they just had, in the last 2 weeks, the absolute biggest breach of data. I mean, everyone's... Your data's compromised right now. Everybody's is.
Right.
They did bad.
Oh, you mean overall,
cards.
Not in
yes.
the porn industry.
It, right.
That's what I was trying to
one.
Clarify.
Right. It was the largest one ever.
Okay.
So, all that information's out there.
Right.
So, somebody else could get a hold of this information they're asking us to input to be able to use a website.
But I think you bring up a good point. It's not only that. I think it goes back to almost that Ashley Madison. It could be used to destroy people, be blackmailed,
right.
destroy their lives. I mean, they're back in the day
mm-hmm.
in South Florida, I think you were down there, it was the whole thing with the sex clubs, the
yep.
swingers clubs,
yep.
and they raided those swingers clubs, and people got fired
right.
because of that. Husbands and spouses
mm-hmm.
got divorced because it became public embarrassment to the children.
Yeah.
There was a lot of fallout from basically a couple that was trying to go out for the night to have legal fun that was created from that.
Right.
And I mean, I think it's very problematic, but now the Supreme Court
has agreed with Texas and said yes. It what's also, you look at that other case that came out regarding no national injunction. So every state can do their own thing now. So Florida could put in even more restrictions, which of course Florida is usually
We do have the restriction in Florida right now.
Right.
You have to turn over the ID. That's why, like, Pornhub
mm-hmm.
has pulled out of Florida.
Right.
But, you know...
But they could have more.
My problem with... you know, porn is such the industry,
mm-hmm.
not the watching of it. But obviously, if there wasn't, you know...
A market.
Market for it, we wouldn't have industry. I mean, it obviously is viewed as a very dirty business. But the thing is, I think, you know, and it's kind of, I guess, like, you know, drugs, you know, like marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
I think if there's regulations
mm-hmm.
on it, it could be run like any other
right.
business. And I think that if somebody wants to, a woman, let's say, wants to do that, and they're not being coerced into
mm-hmm.
it or something like that, and they make that decision, that's how they want to make a living, I think that they should have the ability to make that.
I agree. I don't think that you should get involved in somebody else's choice like that, and particularly when now, with the fact that there are a lot of respectable producers who want to provide, not the pizza man knocking at the door, you know, that sort of
right.
Storyline, but to provide stories for targeted to women, targeted toward the LGBT community, targeted toward older
mm-hmm.
folks. It's like, no, you can still have sex. Here's a creative way to have sex. So now they're targeting the audiences. So it's not all just the judgment of it's all filth. But if somebody wants to watch that, I'm concerned about where that data is going, who's holding it,
mm-hmm.
who can access it, and what happens in the case of a breach.
But you just brought up a good point, because where do we cross? Where does it cross the line into porn?
Right.
You know, right?
Right.
So
exactly.
Where does it cross that line?
Well, we go back to the old Supreme Court statement of I know pornography when I see it. But
right.
We do have a wine to try.
And it, Oh, and this is a good one.
Circumference. Because it just seemed appropriate for the porn hub and freedom of speech.
But like, you know, let's talk about that. As we're talking about porn, let's like get into the whole prostitution thing quickly. Mm-hmm. I mean, here's the thing. Once again, you know, if that was regulated and if people weren't coerced right. and we didn't have people's money being stolen.
Tax it regulated.
And they decided they want to do it. My personal opinion is I don't think that that's a problem. And I also think that there's a fine line between what is the difference that we have on, let's say, OnlyFans, where they're subscribing,
right.
or we have that they're putting a wish list.
Right.
And instead of getting cash, which may be deemed as, you know, prostitution,
mm-hmm.
they're getting a bag.
Right.
Or they're getting their rent paid.
The sugar daddy red
side. I mean, and then it can go all the way down the line. So now is if you go out on a date,
mm-hmm.
right, and they pay for dinner.
Right.
And they take you to, you know, a Broadway show and the whole evening and, you know, you're in a nice car or whatever and the whole evening, you know, the value of that is... Let's say the value was $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
So where is that fine? And then you go home with that individual. Where is that fine
right.
line?
Right.
I mean, a crime does require intent.
Yeah.
But so I don't know how many women, like, I am sure we've both heard of women that, you know, date for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, where is that line crossed? It's an interesting topic mm-hmm. that's very charged.
It's very charged.
Yeah.
And I do think, again, with the majority of the population now being older,
yeah.
older than 50 as compared to, you know, the mass amount of young people we had, the fact that people still want to have a healthy sex life.
But they're watching
older.
Porn. We have the
right.
people in the villages
oh.
that apparently are just, like, have high levels of sexually
the
transmitted...
The loofahs. They have colored loofahs
right.
on their golf carts to tell everybody what they're interested
diseases,
in.
Diseases,
yeah.
I think a high percent. That says to us that they are
yeah.
having...
But like I said, they drive with golf carts with colored loofahs that tell you, I'm into threesomes, I want this, I want that. The loofah tells you what they're...
Right,
desiring.
And so you don't think they're watching porn? Now, they probably
right.
still have VHS tapes, so they don't have to worry about this. God, maybe we shouldn't have thrown out all those tapes back in the day. But, you know, I got to go look for my grandpa's VHS tapes. But yeah, I mean, they probably don't have to worry about this case that
you know,
just came out. But it is a concern.
Tell
us about this
so
one,
this
because
one,
I love the name.
The circumference, again, we couldn't resist. It is from Dry Creek. And it is in Sonoma. And Dry Creek Valley always has just really good wines. This one was rated 93.
Yeah.
And actually, you know, we got it. I got it from Costco. I couldn't believe it because they don't usually have a Dry Creek. They tend to already have their distributors. It's done. But it's usually a good solid wine. I took a preview sip when Alexis was
so
talking.
So I like this a lot. This is really smooth. It doesn't have the sharp back end. Mm. And it would pretty much go with almost anything. I have to say that I think this is one of my favorites that we, reds,
mm-hmm.
that we, and
yeah.
I'm a red girl unless it sparkles. I'm a sparkle girl first.
Yeah.
I have to say that this is probably one of my favorites that we've
you need
had
to
of
Dry
the
Creek
red.
Valley, yeah. Cause it's,
so it's really good.
Cheers to that. We got what she liked.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you give it?
This is a solid 8.5.
Okay, I'm actually going to give this a 9. It possibly could be a 9.5. So.
Yeah, because listen, I like my Pinot, so I like a little bit more minerality, but this is damn good.
So cheers to good red wine and good porn.